8:40 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Morning. 66 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
We always want to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today. Watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live. It is time for us once again to learn about what the Shepherd Center of Rock Hill has to offer and the fall semester, their Adventures in Learning series. It's so much fun. We've got a good friend, Jan Angel, joining us. Good morning to you, Jan.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all. How's it going?
Hey, we are doing great. I do know there are a couple obstacles that are preventing us to meet face-to-face, but we believe so much in the program there at the Shepherd Center of Rock Hill. We still wanted to have you on because we need to get people ready and signed up to learn about everything in their backyard.
Well, we appreciate it. We want to reach out to the community. We're trying to rebuild our numbers after people being in COVID lockdown for so long, but our seniors are starting to get out and about, and appreciate the fact that they're wanting to get out and be social again. But we usually start out our mornings at Adventures in Learning with exercise, a little bit of mild exercise. We sing to get people moving, and sometimes we even have a little humor. Like Alex, do you know what it's called when a tree takes some time off?
No, she does. She
paid leaf.
Paid
leaf. Love it.
That's a good joke. Oh, that's great, Jan.
And how do trees get on the internet when they want to Google something?
How do trees get on the internet when they want to Google something? I have no idea.
Oh, no, I'm bad.
They use their branches?
They just log on.
Oh,
Jan, that's great.
Now, these are kind of like dad jokes, Jan.
We need these every
exactly.
morning, though. It gets us going.
All right, so Jan, so are these classes offered every day, once a week? What kind of frame up, if you can, what this looks like?
Well, we do 3 6-week sessions during the year, fall, winter, and spring, and we meet on Mondays. We come in at 9:15 for registration. Then we have an assembly with announcements, music, few jokes, stretching exercises to get our bodies and our brains engaged to learn stuff. And then we have our first session starts at 10 o'clock. Now, this fall, the 10 o'clock session is on world religions. And we had Pastor Gary Walton come in and talk about the African experience in churches and how that has transitioned over the years and some of the differences in philosophies. And yesterday we had Reverend Chris Howell from First Baptist, and of all things, he talked about Wiccans and witches. And we were just kind of had the hair standing up on our arms sitting in a Baptist church talking about witches. But it was very enlightening. It really was. And coming up on the 19th, we've got, on the 26th, we've got Haroon Sate of the American Islamic Outreach Foundation. Now, a lot of us have a lot of mystification and concerns about the Islamic faith, but he's coming to reach out and answer some questions as well as present some important information about his faith. And then we're going into Hinduism at Winthrop University, Pan Mahesh Waranthan. I always stumble over that. I apologize, sir. A professor of physics at Winthrop is going to talk to us about Hinduism. Then we transition later in October on the 10th to the Four Gospels with Dr. Jeff Hayes from Oakland Baptist. And we finish this session of World Religions with Crosses and Crucifix. We have Kelly Muncie from St. Mary Catholic Church coming to talk to us about the Catholic Church and the Catholic religion. But then we have a snack session, and at 11 o'clock, 11:15, we transition to a group of general speakers, and you won't believe it, but on the 26th, we have Alex Greenwald.
What?
Coming to talk to us about...
But I am honored, and I cannot wait.
And just to give us some updates on what's going on at Pathways, They are changing and evolving and improving services and reaching out to this community in an epic way. And we just want people to know what's going on at Pathways, not just driving past and looking at the sign. We also have one of her dedicated friends, Courtney Denton, that's going to give us updates on Lifehouse Women's Shelter. And I know people like me have known that there have been a lot of men's shelters available in the winter and through the year, but not a lot of women's shelters because it's a lot more difficult to house women because they usually come with children. So it's not as easy, though, you know, homeless shelters are never easy, but it's a little more complicated with women. So we're tickled to death that Courtney Denton and Alex are going to come and bring us up to date on what we can do for the least served in our community and what is available for other people that maybe have concerns with tax problems or Veterans Affairs. They cover so much more than homelessness. And then we have a lot of calls for help with financial advice and long-term care advice because we are seniors. And Greg Jordan is with the Seniors Benefits Group, is going to come and give us some ideas about planning ahead for our golden years and beyond.
Jan, I mean, these programs are so great. And what I love so much about this, I know it's for a certain age and up, but as we joke, you really don't card at the door. But just like the world religions, we all have our myths and maybe misunderstandings about various things. And that's such a great opportunity to listen and ask and learn.
I love it.
In a time where people are really not encouraged to do so. And if you have differing opinions, and we talked about that just a few minutes ago, you're kind of shunned, outcast, and canceled. And you should be able to learn. That's how you grow. And so I applaud you all so much for learning and at any age, but especially those, you know, that might be a little higher up on the ladder because you might not be plugged in or online as much as some of the younger folks are. And I think it's just fantastic. I love the open line of communication, and you all make learning so much fun. That's why it's called Adventures in Learning. It should be fun in learning too as well, because I've seen some of those classes and you all have a great time.
It is. And also it gives you a social outlet. A lot of times as senior citizens, you've moved into town and to be close to your grandchildren, and you don't really know a lot of people in town. Well, this is a great place for you to come and get connected with some people of similar interest and a similar age. And also, you want to do the learning, and when we have programs like this, it teaches you about other cultures and develops more understanding, because a lot of people's concern with strangers or other religions is because we just don't know. You know, we demystify a lot of these things, a lot of these subjects, by getting a speaker in that will let you ask questions in a, you know, non-judgmental environment, because we just want to know and learn. And we've even got one of your speakers coming in, Manning Kimmel, is coming in at the end of the session on October 17th, and he's going to talk about the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. And, of course, he is the grandson of Navy Admiral Husband Kimmel. Well, the people that are interested in World War II history or just want to know more about, well, what really happened on the ground from someone's family that was actually there. It's a totally different perspective from what we read in the history books or sometimes see in the documentaries. To have somebody that was the admiral's grandson have that direct information and perspective on such a world-changing event.
Getting tight on time. So folks just need to show up at Oakland Baptist Church this coming Monday at around 9 o'clock in the morning, get registered, and then have at it for the next few hours. And you're going to have a lot of fun. It's called Adventures in Learning. It's presented each fall and spring by the Shepherd Center of Rock Hill. Jan, as always, friend, take care. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jan.
Please tell David we said hello as well. And y'all have a good day.
Thank you very much for having us.